Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, PermaSeal, and Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. I am David Hochberg, your host. We're here for the next 3 hours. We are packed, jam-packed, stacked, packed, locked in. We've got all of the contact information for all of your home improvement needs. Anything that has to do with the home, we are the resource for you. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Of course, the phone and the text line and the photo line are open. So please send us all of your text messages, all of your photos to 312-981-7200. But we first start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We are here to help you. We want to hear from you. We want to help you. 312-981-7200. Let's go round the horn, round the horn, round the horn. Rich Dykstra Sr.
Yes, I am.
You're in. And guess what, Rich Dykstra
What's
Sr.?
What's that, David?
Joe, every single week when we have food, Rich Dykstra Sr. is probably, while he's shooting chipmunks from his leather.
He doesn't shoot them. He traps them.
He traps them.
And then shoot them too.
Yeah, he shoots them. I get the pictures. It's disgusting. I get comments whenever we have food in here. Oh, sure. Lobster tail, you know, crab leg, something like that, because he's never in here when we have food. Well, special treat for you.
Yes.
Pain in the rear end, Mr. Complainer.
Oh, thank you. I'm good at it.
Greg Jarboe from Chicago Culinary Kitchen is bringing a smoked turkey and a special side.
Really?
He wants to promote that he's catering turkeys for Christmas or my
Very
birthday because
cool.
I'm born on Christmas. So I might get a turkey to feed my family on Christmas instead of Chinese food because that's what Jews do on Christmas. I might.
Why do you do Chinese food?
Because nothing else is open.
Oh.
And then we go to a movie.
You guys are smart.
Well, there you go. Right? So then we go to a movie. So it kind of sucks having a birthday on Christmas because it's egg rolls and whatever's out.
Gotcha.
So he's coming down today.
Beautiful.
So I don't have to hear your nonsense. And I'm glad you're here.
I am too, David.
And you're going to be talking about what today? It's getting low. It's still. I know our weather department just said it's going to be warming up, but we hit a little snap there last week. Got a little pretty cold.
Yep. I feel bad for customers that we go out to their house. They have no heat. We charge them for a service call. All they have is a dirty filter.
Is that it?
Yeah.
But how many other service companies would say, "Oh, you need a $5,000 unit"?
Oh, they would.
Yeah,
they would. Oh, it's shot. Yeah. You know, but it's especially on overtime. They're paying overtime charges, and you go in, I got to charge you, even on a new system. They never changed the filter for a year. It's packed.
So you're going to be talking about that later on the show?
Yep.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Josh Herman, how are you, my friend?
Terrific. How you doing, Dave?
Where's your wife?
Getting her hair done.
Yeah. Last time you were here.
Good relationship. You actually know that.
Right. Right. I did ask before I left.
Where's your wife, David?
Where's Judy?
I don't know. Might be with your wife.
I don't know. Somewhere safe. So you're here. We got a lot of feedback, positive feedback, from the $5 billion initiative that BMO Harris has got out in the marketplace now that most of our listeners would never know about unless you're here to let them know.
Yep.
Trying to service the Black, Latinx, and the women business population to get that money into the hands of the minority population so they could grow their business and expand their business and hire more people within their communities to further develop their communities. You talked about that last time you were on. But
yes, our Empower program. Yep.
And today you're going to be talking about what?
Our business lending smart pack, our simple secured line of credit for businesses and cash management, the need for cash management. And then also I'm going to talk about home equities, personal home equity lines of credit.
And you also, I just learned, are doing unsecured line of credits for good credit
on the personal side,
on the
and
personal
then
side.
Also on the business side, we have an unsecured line of credit up to $100,000 as well.
And you do not need to own a home.
Correct.
That's unbelievable.
That is.
I did not know that. No, that is. I will tell you why that's huge. Because if you're trying to help out a family member who has whose credit challenged. Okay, and we'll get more into this. And you've got great credit and they don't. You can borrow $50,000 on an unsecured, give it to the family member that you really trust,
yep.
Help them get their credit better that they have no other resources to do so they could either refinance or buy a home or buy a truck or maybe get a job because all employed. Well, now, if you're breathing, you're going to get a job. But in the past, or maybe rent an apartment.
Yep,
right?
That's correct.
All goes to credit. Your contact information for listeners want to reach out to you.
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman@bmo.com.
I am very excited to welcome our guest, Cliff Scott from ADT Security. How are you, buddy?
I'm awesome, buddy. I appreciate you having me.
You are an expert in both residential and commercial security.
You got it.
And you're going to be talking about the different services and different products. And a lot of our listeners just think, oh, it's security. It's much more than security. ADT is much more than security. My wife is a big HGTV watcher, and those twins that one's a designer, one's the whatever the hell their names are. And they're one of your main spokes partners, right?
The
show.
The Property Brothers.
What are they?
The Property Brothers.
The
Absolutely.
Property Brothers, right.
Yep, you
right.
got it.
She
got
loves
it.
That show. It drives me bad. I can't watch. That whole station bothers me.
Better than the Health Wives.
Yeah. It bothers me more than you.
I know
you.
It does. Okay. Joe, in 30 minutes, why isn't my house done?
It's right. And look how much help they were.
Joe, on TV, they get it done in one show.
This is amazing.
This is amazing. How come you can't do it in 27 minutes
or
with commercials,
refinish
Joe?
Plywood.
Yeah.
Why would you refinish plywood?
Because you can.
They did it on the TV.
So what are you going to be covering on the show today? What are you going to be educating our listeners about?
I mean, simply put, why home automation is, let's just call it convenient and valuable,
yep.
Right? How it's going to bring value to a resale of your home and why it's convenient. And also the difference between a DIY system versus a professionally installed system.
Which is huge.
Big time.
All right. If our listeners want more information during the show or after the show, where do they go to get that?
They can go to www.adt.com. They can also reach out to me directly at cliftonscott@adt.com.
Scott with two T's.
Scott with two T's, just like the tissue.
Yeah, and your PR department said your name was Clinton. So I walk in here, and I'm like, hey, Clinton, how are you? He's looking around. He's like, who's Clinton? Like, okay, great. Wonderful. Mega Pros, Joe. Mega Pros Home Improvement. I've got your thing right here, Joe. And it's not firing. Okay, mega.com.
That was good.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yep.
What are you going to be covering today, buddy?
I'm going to be here with you, and for any questions anybody might have, I will say that now is the best time to start.
There it is.
Listening to mega.com. No, now is the best time to start planning your addition, your kitchen, your bath.
Do you see prices coming down for supplies, or
sure.
Are we still is it starting to slide back a little bit?
Absolutely.
Is it? It's mm-hmm. not like crazy as it once was?
No, the prices are coming down. You still have certain quirky things that
yeah.
aren't available.
I'll tell you, we had our company Christmas party, holiday party last night, and was at White Eagle Country Club, and I drove back to Northbrook at like 1 in the morning, okay? So I'm just powering through this. I want you to know I'm a professional, and I'm here on 3 hours sleep, but I'm going to power through because that's what part-time professional broadcasters that do mortgages during the week do. And I could not believe at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I pointed this out to my wife, I'm like, look at all of these semi-trucks rolling the street, rolling
oh my God,
the
yes,
internet,
right?
The interstate,
mm-hmm.
294 going north. And I when I saw the trucks going, there were one after the other van trailers on a Saturday morning at 1 a.m. rolling, which means that just tells you these truckers are not sleeping and they're getting that product to the stores. And that's a sign that there's so much shortage out there that these truckers are rolling on.
That's also a sign they're smart.
Well, sure, because they're probably making a ton of money.
No, meaning I'd rather drive at that time.
Oh, right, when there's less knuckleheads out on the road. Yeah. But if I came home...
That doesn't excuse you, though.
Right, I know. Well, that's why they're trying to stay away from me. Thank God I drink a lot of water and club soda. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN. Mega Pro's call, text, and photo line is open for business. We're going to come back and talk with Rich Dykstra Sr. after these messages. Joe?
It's the most.
What? Start singing.
I was busy.
I know.
All right, let's try it. Go, you sing with me.
Sing along.
This is a hard song to sing. We need Amy.
We need Amy.
Amy was a really, really good singer. Amy Kite,
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Rich Dykstra Sr., you were talking during the break to the panel here about how you installed a new furnace last year, and the customer called to say it's not working. Take us from there, buddy.
Called to complain that the furnace wasn't working. It's brand new. We shouldn't have a problem. And this was on an overtime call. Sent a tech out right away, and to find a completely plugged, dirty filter.
How often does that happen, and what's the cause of that on a brand new filter?
Well, it's dirt. I mean, dirt, you have to change the filter. It's just like changing oil in the car.
How often should our listeners change a filter?
If it's a media filter, they can get 6 months out of it.
Okay.
Media filter is a 4-inch thick filter.
Okay.
A 1-inch filter, you're going to want to change probably once a month. And two, don't forget the humidifier. Humidifier has a pad in it, too, that has to be changed every year.
Okay.
Every year you'll get mold in it. If you don't do it, you have to do that every year. And that's part of a clean and check, $89, will save you a ton of heartache.
Are you still doing those clean and checks?
Yes,
even though we're basically into winter now?
WGN listeners, we're doing it for $89 still. Everybody else is $98. So, and we are still doing them every day.
And what if you say, I love David Hochberg?
We won't do the call.
No, do the call. You have to meet them.
We'll do the call.
You have to meet the people.
Joe wants to see what deranged person.
And take a picture of them. It's like finding a unicorn.
312.
But Rich, do you have a service that I could just tell you do it every year and you would just show up?
Yeah, we have a maintenance contract.
Yeah.
It's $259 a year. It includes a furnace and AC. Discounts on any repairs, and the diagnostic fee is waived on a service call, one service call for the year.
See, that's what I like, because then I don't
even
have to
call it. Ronco.
Right. Automatic. Yeah. Automatic.
Yeah, it's like the Ronco chicken maker, right? You just set it and forget it. Kids in the
back.
There
was no such thing.
Yes, there was. Google
Ronco
it.
Chicken maker? No.
The rotisserie chicken, you set it and forget it. Google it. I guarantee it's there.
You know, I worked there.
Where?
At the chicken warehouse plant. That did all Ronco products.
That's why you don't know. You were working.
I did Steam Away.
I remember Steam Away.
Don't you help the efficiency also by changing the filter on a regular basis?
If the furnace can't breathe, it can't pass the air through the house. So everything drops down. Then the furnace trips off on limit, shuts off. That's why they have no heat.
Humidity levels in the winter, it's getting drier. Our listeners are seeing gaps in their hardwood floors. There's nothing wrong with your floors. We get these calls every single year. Your hardwood floors, Igor's coming in, I think, next weekend, is a living, breathing entity in your home where it's taking the moisture. If you don't have the moisture up, it's going to contract. So there's nothing physically wrong with your wood. It's just... It's screaming out for humidity.
It's drying out, exactly. Set it at 30 to 35%. And it's a health issue, too, because your mucous membranes dry out. You need the humidity.
That was the name of my high school band.
Mucous humidity?
No, the mucous membranes.
Oh.
Yeah. I was the backup singer. So is it on the – where will our listeners find the humidistat to change it?
One of two places, either right next to the furnace on the cold air return, or a lot of the new thermostats have the humidity control built right into it.
Okay, so they go down to their furnace.
And they'll see a little dial. If it's down there,
okay,
turn it to 35%.
35%.
And leave it.
630 would like to know what type of filter do you recommend?
we recommend either an electronic air cleaner or a 4-inch media filter.
Okay. There you go. Josh, 630, Latinx, what? Will not listen anymore. My Hispanic friends hate that. So this listener, well, we lost a listener because BMO Harris decided to use Latinx in promotion. So you want to address that real quick for this listener to hopefully bring that listener back, who's very upset right now.
Honestly, Latinx is really just to bring in everybody.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
The Latin community is a gigantic community and covers a lot of different subsegments of the Latin community. So we apologize. A different David Hochberg, a younger David Hochberg would have fired something off on this text, but Joe, I'm more mature.
I don't understand the problem.
You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to, because if you do, you will like put your head through that wall trying to figure out why this listener is upset with that. That's being used all over. So there you go. We've addressed it. Now we're going to move on. Let's talk about your. Are you doing the duct work? I know that you got a ton. You mentioned that last show, and you got blown up with phone calls.
We did. Yes, we are doing duct cleaning. We have to leave the front door open to run hoses in, but we have what's called a magic door. It fits in the space, and the hose just goes through the door, so there's no cold air coming in.
How much is that? What's
$495. Normally $595. WGN listeners get it for $100 discount.
If they say they love David Hochberg, Joe, what's the cost on that?
Picture of the unicorn.
Picture of a unicorn.
312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. Josh, you're up next. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And once again, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Go, Joe.
Come on, David. This isn't even in part of my job description.
It is.
I don't even know. Happy holidays.
Go ahead.
Happy holidays. Do you guys want to all come to my Christmas party next week?
No, we just want to watch you sing.
Next Friday.
As long as you're singing.
Next Friday. I probably won't. But do you want to come, Jeff? Next Friday.
Next Friday. Yeah, I'll check it out.
MegaPros and Algonquin.
Do you sing better after 7 or 8 tequilas?
Yes, holidays.
He thinks so.
Do you sing better after?
I do everything better after.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Cliff, you had a question for Mr. Dykstra.
I sure did. Hey, so, you know, with just thinking about the carbon challenges, or maybe even, do you have any fire challenges or when
safety
it comes to
challenges?
Yeah. Just overall safety challenges with not maintaining your HVAC system properly regularly.
Absolutely. Several things can happen. What I've been talking about, a dirty filter, it'll lock out. The new furnaces will not run.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be reset.
Yep.
The other one with the older furnaces, if they have a cracked heat exchanger,
mm-hmm.
and that heat exchanger separates, you can get carbon monoxide in the house.
Yeah.
It's something you should check all the time. If you do have a company come out that says, hey, you have a cracked heat exchanger, in like 5 minutes that they're there,
yep. get a second opinion.
Get a second opinion.
You got it.
Get a second opinion.
You got it.
And we do those as well. So,
Cliff, does ADT have a carbon dioxide tester?
Yeah. So
monoxide. Monoxide, Joe.
Oh, whatever.
It actually made me immediately think about that, because our life safety devices would detect fire and carbon, right? And be able to notify you. And that's what's super cool about it is, in the case of a fire, you got to be there in order for a local system, right? But because our system's monitored, we'll notify you, especially with carbon, because it's such a silent, right? It's a silent threat. Well, you'll get that audible notification or that ping through your phone, kind of letting you know that there's a challenge at your home, and that's really one of the other value adds that we add to the security industry.
That's for carbon monoxide.
Monoxide.
You got it. CO detection.
You also get a discount on insurance for having that on.
You
there,
got
if I remember
it. You
correctly.
Got it.
Message comes across from ADT: you're about to die.
Yeah. Get out of the house. Send the fire department. Don Kleppen, breaking news here. Don, I got a question. 847. Why aren't you reporting on all the bad weather and deaths in the country from storms, Don? You, specifically you, Don. That's a texter that came in this morning. We want to know why you are not reporting about that, Don. Why aren't you reporting about that?
This is...
Don, you are not reporting about it. We have angry texters.
I do
morning.
See a lot of exclamation points there.
Yes.
And,
question marks, explanation. What, Don, why are you not reporting it?
Hey, listen, that's a serious question, and I get that someone would be upset if I hadn't reported it. The problem is that's pretty much all I've been reporting. Every newscast.
Okay.
Today.
So, listener, listen closer. Don, go back to talking about what take a nap until the next newscast. 312.
You got it.
981-7200. Breaking another.
Our show could be more important than that.
630. Unless you have relatives in those areas. 630. When I change the filter, Mr. Dykstra,
yes?
Does the arrow go away from the unit or towards the furnace?
It goes towards the furnace. Because it's in the return air. That's the air coming back from the house. So it goes to the furnace.
Goes in.
In.
Not out.
Out.
Right. So the new furnace goes in as you're pulling the old one out.
There you go.
All right. And there is, thank you, 224, for sending a picture of the set it and forget it. So there, Joe, while you were busy working.
Set it and forget it is for chicken.
Right. The chicken rotisserie.
That's amazing. No, I handle a lot of pocket fishermen. And you said that's not Ronco, but the steam away, that was.
There right.
Was.
And the Ginsu knives. Bob and Hoffman Estates, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm tremendous, thank you.
I wanted to let you know that I really appreciate the service you're providing as far as the refinance I did about a month ago.
Well, thank you for the call, buddy.
Well, everything you said on your commercials was true.
Well, that's good.
And I it was unusual because it was almost like I was listening to one of your commercials because I was dealing with another refinance company. And never got answers that I wanted. Everything was possibly a problem. And a house that was 3/4 paid for and had never been laid out of payment in 20 years. And everything was a problem. I called your office and I talked to Jordan.
Yep, Jordan Abdelhak. Good guy.
And Kim. And Kim just walked me through everything. I'm kind of challenged as far as computers and my phone. And they got me physical paperwork. I signed everything. And within 3 days, he turned around and he goes, you're pretty much approved. And it'd be a slam dunk is what he said. And then he turned around 2 days later and he goes, when do you want to do a closing?
There you go.
It would have been a week that it took if I hadn't have been slow with the paperwork.
Well, Bob, that all that technology is a fad. Don't worry about it. But you know that email.
Next year is going to be so much easier.
It's going to be so much easier. Bob.
It'll pass. It'll go away.
It's like Pop Rocks. It was here one minute's gone the next. So don't worry about this. All this technology, it'll all be gone. We'll be back to fax machines.
Friends of mine were amazed that I've got a phone now that doesn't flip.
That's good.
And they're going to be back in soon.
Yeah, and those old rotary phones are probably not working that well either in your home.
I have a new model.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your story, buddy. Hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and happy holidays to you, bud.
That's what I appreciate about your team, though, is that everybody acts and like you.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's just business is usual to get it done now.
Right, we got to get it done. We don't wait. 312-981-7200. John Rolling Meadows, you have a leak in your crawl space. That sounds good.
We just bought the house. We bought it as is, which is fine. But there is a crack in the crawl space and the footing that I think where the water is coming in. And
or you got leaking.
Hoping you can recommend somebody in the area that can fix it without, you know.
John, sorry.
The big numbers.
So you think it's a leak from the foundation?
I think the water from the outside is coming in through a crack in the footing. There's no foundation except the footings around the side. It's
I understand.
There's a ranch built in the early 50s.
Sure, but John,
anyway,
if
you can help me, it'd be terrific.
It's actually PermaSeal that can help you.
Is that a special type of ranch, flat ass ranch, Holmes? Is that a special
flat ass ranch?
Yeah, that's what.
Sorry, I should have said that.
No, meaning sure. I know what he's talking about. Real flat ass ranch. Simple as that. You can picture it in your head.
Picture a lot of things. Right. Yes.
If you listen to the show, Roy Spencer was on last week.
Roy Spencer.
But PermaSeal is actually who Mega refers exclusively.
You got a pen there, bud? I'm going to take care of you right now, John.
Well, here, most importantly, is that they will come out for free and diagnose where it's coming from, John.
Well, we don't want to cheat anybody of anything. But anyway, give me the number and give me a name, and I'll call.
Yeah, it's Roy Spencer. Joe, you want to give your best impression? How many pumps fail?
What kind of pumps?
Some pumps.
Any pump. You know, Roy Spencer impersonation?
Nope,
some pump. Roy, Joe, okay. How many...
Well, let me just say this. It isn't from a sump pump.
No, I know, but I'm setting up a joke here. John, just
it's not working
talking.
Out for him, but... All right, go ahead. Ask the question. Ask the question.
Joe slash Roy, what percentage of sump pumps go down?
100%.
All right, so here's the... It's just what we do here, John. We got 3 hours to kill. We're talking real estate. If we don't have fun, you're driving into an embankment and suing WGM. Here's the phone number, okay? Ready, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
630-241-8811, okay? 630-241-8811. Okay. And if you hang tight, we'll get your name and number and send it to our contact at PermaSeal, Mike Tiggs, and he'll reach out to you, okay, Johnny?
All right,
but John, here, seriously, they'll diagnose where it's coming from. They won't charge you a thing for that.
Yeah, and that's what they do. They come out, do a free estimate, like everybody here does, and they will analyze your situation and tell you what the investment's going to be to rectify the challenge. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right, so hang tight for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning Program. We've got to take a quick break. I didn't mean to cut you off, John. We got to go to a break. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Here we go. We got Jeannie from Streamwood with a sump pump alarm going on. Byron wants to thank Josh. That might be Byron Andreas. Put him up against the break because he talks a lot. And then we've got Sean in Chicago who wants to know about a whole house humidifier. 312-981-7200. And the text line's blowing up. Cliff, you got to come back. We haven't had this much activity on Home Sweet Home Chicago in about 6 months. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We might have to blow into another hour into the legal hour. Call John Hanson. Tell him to have a cup of coffee. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
This song I know.
So excited.
Yes.
Go ahead. As a cactus, you're as charming as... You have to sing.
You're as charming as an... Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I can tell. 312-981.
But it's not that I know the words.
You got to memorize.
No, I'm going to listen to it on the way.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Gene at Streamwood's got a sump pump challenge. Hey, Gene.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
I have a brand new sump pump. Backup pump and battery, and last night around 10 o'clock, the alarm went off, and it was saying that it's been running for over 3 minutes.
It does. Do you have to add water to it, or no? Is that a self-contained unit, or do you have to add water?
No, it's, you know, it was raining, and it just went off.
Uh-oh. Sure.
And all of a sudden, and the alarm has been on since 10 o'clock last night.
Joe?
If there's an alarm on the unit,
it's the basement defender.
Oh,
that's what I thought. Okay,
yeah.
So very good that you have that. But then you would call PermaSeal immediately, right?
Have you called PermaSeal?
About 45 times.
Okay, well that's not good. All right. Well, here's I guarantee you somebody's going to call you in about real quick.
Yeah.
Here, okay. So
yeah. Well, I have called since around 10 o'clock last night. Called, and now they won't even pick up the phone. It's like there's an automated message, and I thought, well, maybe they're not there on Saturday.
No, they're there.
No, they're there. But we'll get to the bottom of that. We have your phone number now. But is there water coming up in your basement?
No, there's not.
All right. I'm pretty sure the basement defender, they know what's going on, and they're suggesting it's not an emergency if you don't have... I don't know what's wrong.
I know, but this high-pitched alarm...
There should be a reset button.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is making me...
Yes.
Crazy.
No, I appreciate that. We'll find out about how to reset that alarm right this minute.
Did you call from your home number or from your cell phone number, Gene?
I've tried both.
No. Are you calling?
Yourself.
Is this 224 number your home or your cell?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, I got it on the screen. I will text Roy and Laura, Ann and Mike right away, and I guarantee you will get an answer, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. All right, really appreciate it.
No, thanks for calling. Hang on. We'll get to the bottom of it for you. 312-981-7200.
I'm guessing that's what it is.
There's got to be an alarm.
Meaning, yes.
It needs to be reset. 312-981-7200. Sean in Chicago, whole home humidifier question for Mr. Dykstra. Say that 10 times quick. You got to wind up with a ham sandwich with cheese. Sean, go ahead.
Hello there.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, listen, I just had my furnace and AC replaced late this summer, and they moved my humidifier, which used to be on the furnace side, to the intake side. I was told that because of the type of coil, they couldn't put on the furnace side.
Okay.
And
was there any cross connection between the humidifier and the return, or was it just your humidifier was on the supply plenum?
It was attached.
Okay.
Like where the coil is, on the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was attached to it.
It's not going to work the way they set it up. Okay. You need the heat from the furnace to evaporate the water.
Right.
Okay, and they took it off the hot side and put it on the cold side of air. Right. So you're going to have to either try and figure out how to mount it on the supply, or you're going to have to switch to what's called a bypass humidifier. It cross-connects between the supply and return, so you get the hot air coming across the pad.
Okay, because I figure being on the intake, the humidity would go through the filter and then through the...
Right, yeah, it's not set up the right way. Where do you live?
I'm in Chicago, on the west end of Chicago.
Okay, because if you want, I can come out, take a look, and see what you have. It'd be no charge and give you some advice. But I would call you could call your heating contractor and tell them that if you can send me a picture, that'd be great. Send me a picture of the humidifier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, they put a hole on the fan side and they just put it up there.
All right. So if you could take a picture, I got to hit. I don't mean to cut you off, Sean. I got a top of the hour news break I have to hit.
Okay.
Can you take a picture and send it to 312-981-7200 so Rich can look at it, and then I'll follow up after the show. Okay.
Can do. Thank you.
All right. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. On AM 720, Josh, we're going to get to you. Cliff, you're up next hour as well. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone line, the text line, and the photo line are the same. Sponsored by MegaPros. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Out to Waukegan Lynn. Thanks for holding on so long. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I wonder if you could help me. I'm a first caller.
And, well, thank you.
Yes, and I've been listening to you guys for quite some time. And I never really have a nerve to call. Anyway, we're seniors, 80 and above. My husband is a disabled veteran. And I'm dealing with... I'm thinking of replacing a furnace,
okay,
AC and humidifier. And I'm just wondering if there's a company that you know that could give us a free estimate.
Nope.
Of how much it's going to cost me to have it, replaced. It's still working right now. I have one that coated does, but it's just too high. And I'm just wondering if you could, if you have a company
sure
that provides
Dave?
A free estimate.
Dave.
That is reliable.
Do you know a company?
Will you go to Waukegan?
For a WGN listener, we will.
And a vet. When did he serve? When did your husband serve, Lynn?
Navy. Yeah, he was in he got involved also on the thing and all the problems, so it's all.
Is he service connected disabled, Lynn? I mean, are
yes, his 100%.
Did you file to get your real estate taxes waived with the state?
Yes.
All right, that a girl. Good.
Right now we can get around, but because he got so much health problems.
Sure.
He got heart and all of that sort of
thing. Well, here's the deal. Rich Dykstra Sr. is going to come out personally. Rich, you're going to Waukegan.
I'm going to Waukegan.
And he's going to take care of you, Lynn, okay? So I'm going to put you on hold. Rich will call you after the show, and he'll schedule this week. You available this week?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, he's going to come up there this week, Lynn, and take care of you and give you a free analysis of your current unit, see if you need a new one, and if you do, he will take care of it, okay?
Thank you so much.
No, Lena. Thank you.
And you could so thank trust you. Rich. Absolutely.
And appreciate it. And you tell your Navy husband there that we appreciate what he's done for our country, okay?
Yes, he is. I mean, he can walk around right now with a cane.
Well, he's lucky to have you there.
He got arthritis, and he got rheumatoid arthritis, and all sorts of sickness, heart problem, and all that stuff. So mostly I'm the one who's trying to fix whatever it's needed to have it fixed here at home.
Well, we're going to take care of you, Lynn. You hang tight, okay? And your husband's lucky to have you there as his partner, okay, Lenny?
Thank you.
All right, hang tight. We're going to set you up with Rich and Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. You're going to go out to Waukegan?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I will.
Byron Andreas, how are you?
David, how are you guys doing over there?
We're great over here. How are you doing over by there?
Hey, Byron.
I'm doing good by over here in Bolingbrook right now.
You got both of them over there, but over by you, over there by there in Bolingbrook?
Driving on the asphalt.
To our shop. Now, listen, I got to talk to Josh. Josh, you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, very good. David, I want to tell you and all our listeners, when I met Josh and he came on board, with his bank, BMO Harris, he came and visited our shop and our business over in Cicero and seen our operation, and we had to do some switching with some loans, and I've been banking with our banker for a long time. Josh came and spent a good 2-3 hours with us and sat down. We did our paperwork, we did our numbers, and it's gonna happen, right, Josh?
Yes, sir. We just got the approval on Friday, and that was our simple secured product. It was a terrific product for our clients. But yes, good news.
I don't want to get into details, but I just want to let our listeners know, anybody that's in a small business like we are that need help with any line of credit or remortgaging or something with BMO Harris, it was for real, because what Josh said to us at the beginning, that this, and that, and I've heard that from other bankers and everything, but you know what, David, you know, as well as anybody else that in business knows, it comes down to the numbers. Right. And but I'll tell you, Josh, it was true when he said that BMO is really big on small businesses, helping them out, and he was pushing that, and we've been in business for 65 years, established business. Sometimes we have our up and down years, and but he did. It worked, and I was really, really shocked. And when he called me the other day, I could have reached through the phone and kissed him on the forehead. Not on the lips, the forehead.
Well, so, I kissed him on the lips, Byron. There's nothing wrong with that. Because...
No. That's for Joe. That's for right. Joe.
Hey, Byron, we asked Josh how it was working with your company, and he said your sister was great.
Well,
do you understand what I just told you?
Yeah.
Byron, he said your sister is great, Byron.
But Joe, remember, who signs the papers?
All he said was your sister was great.
But no, all in all, David, BMO Harris is for real. That's all I got to say. I want to give you guys, Josh, a plug.
And so is your sister.
Professional gentleman and knows his business and made things work that my existing bank could not do, or any other bank in my area. So kudos to you, Josh, and the BMO Harris is a great was a great thing, and I hope everything. And it won't be final until we sign the papers, but
we're almost there. We're almost there, and thank you for giving us a shot. And you know, we're here to help all the businesses out there as much as we can. And we're not just saying that; we're actually coming through and providing and closing deals and really helping them grow.
And thanks for calling, Byron.
Your sister call Josh
and hang and hold on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Byron. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to come back with more of Josh. We're also going to bring in our good friend Cliff Scott from ADT. We got some text messages here about fire alarms, about hardwiring fire alarms, which sounds really technical, and I have no idea what that means, but you're going to explain it to us. Josh, you want to talk about some other products that BMO's offering to small businesses like Byron, Robert Andreas and Son, now
yep.
Third generation with his daughter coming on board. What I'm having a brain freeze right now. Sarah Andreas. God. 312-981-7200. Thank God Greg Jarboe's coming with smoked turkey. Not that the tryptophan will do any.
Oh, come on. I'm so hungry.
I know. Hurry up, Greg. Let's go.
Greg, wherever you're at.
312-981-7200 is AmericaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Start Jingle Bells.
I bet you could sing Jingle Bell Rock.
Your wife is a great singer.
Yes, she is.
Is she really?
Yes.
Well, what?
I don't know great what the hell then. He's doing here.
Yeah, well.
No. Why don't you call her?
Jingle Bell.
See if we could send her car to get her down here. We got an hour and 40 minutes left.
We need a singer.
Yeah, we need a singer because look at, you know, looking around
keeps
here.
Keeps looking at me and it's like,
Cliff hasn't.
I've tried.
Cliff's like saying, I could sing. Nobody's asking me to sing.
Yeah, it's raining men. That's all you know how to sing. Go ahead.
Hello? It's one of the greatest songs of all time. Did what? You know that? It's Raining Men. 312-981-7200.
I find it funny.
312.
It's raining men.
Tell me
take
you don't
it,
feel Dave. Good.
Take it.
It's raining men.
That's the best.
It's a greatest
You've
song.
You've done it before and it'll
Cliff,
never get
Cliff, is that
old.
Not the greatest song, like a top four of all time next to the Beatles, whoever they are?
That is super huge.
The Weather Girls?
Go.
Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Yeah, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. Joe, 847, my house was built in 1951.
Congratulations.
Basement floor tires started popping off the effervescence.
Those aren't tires, those are tiles.
What could be the cause? It says tires, does it not say tires?
I understand it does say tires.
What's an effervescence and why would tires be falling off an effervescent wall?
All right, so it sounds like basement floor tiles started popping off. Okay, the effervescence, meaning that's super hard to say. But if your concrete starts spalling, it will pop the tiles off. It could be a fail in the adhesive,
okay,
because of something else. If you could send a picture, it might help.
312-981-7200. Before we get over to you, Josh, and get over to Cliff, who's been sitting patiently. 847, had roof shingles blow off my home last night. I live in Des Plaines. I grew up in Des Plaines. Need a roofer. My roof was replaced in September 2001, so they got a good 20-some years out of that. Mm-hmm. Who do you recommend, Joan? Of course, we recommend Lindholm Roofing. Mike Houston, 847-980-7115, 847-980-7115. Give them a call and he will take care of you.
They do a good job handling the insurance part of it too.
Yes, they do.
Right.
Small business. You had a listener who called in, had a specialty business in the animal care industry, right?
Correct.
And they had some lending challenges. Listener of the show wanted to buy a building. Nobody went to, I think, six or seven other lenders, and due to her specialty and the uniqueness of her situation and the opportunity that was presented to her, nobody would lend her money. I'm like, hey, call Josh.
Yep.
Explain what happened.
Yep. I can't give the name because we haven't
talked. Right. You got confidentiality thing.
We just got an approval yesterday. Terrific. And we should be closing actually in the next couple of days.
Why did you guys get it done and the six or seven other banks, lenders that she went to didn't get it done, couldn't get it done, didn't want to get it done?
A lot of banks out there don't want to work with nonprofits. And we do.
She's a 501(c)(3).
Yep.
Okay.
So we helped her out on that side. And then as a emergency backup, we also did a home equity line of credit for her just in case something pops up and she needs it. And we talk about this all the time on the air about the need for, an insurance policy pretty much that you can use your home to secure additional finance lending if needed.
The best time to take out a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit because you're typically fully employed. You're not having your pants down burning. You're not running around looking for money because when you typically need money, you can't get money because you have a financial situation that is negatively impacted. You're either credit or your income or whatever, your business revenue that you couldn't qualify. So the best time to get it is when you don't need it. So it's there. When you never thought you'd need it, it's there as a life preserver, a shoot, so you can write checks. Joe, you've been through business up and down for 50 years.
sure.
I'm curious. A lot of your the things that you talk about, you really change the boundaries on banks.
Yes.
Can you tell me why would a bank be hesitant to work with a not-for-profit?
There's no personal guarantees. Is probably the number one reason.
History.
And you're relying on right, and you're relying on donors to donate to that nonprofit, which is a little bit higher risk typically. There's other reasons in there, but those are usually the ones.
But you still have to look at the individual not for profit.
Correct. We look at the business financials, but that's strictly what you're looking at. When we're looking at like a company like yourself, we're looking at you, we're looking at the business financials, we're looking at your personal credit history. And,
why do you got to bring me in?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there, being a business owner. Just kidding. So I mean, those are some of the things that we look at. And, you know, another big piece of it is a collateral piece. And our simple secured product where you don't have to be fully collateralized is a game changer for businesses out there.
It doesn't even make sense. I can't picture how you're doing that.
It's fantastic. And, you know, really what we're looking at is the strength of the business's revenue in order to repay the debt and your personal revenue in order to repay the debt. We're not concentrating that much on the collateral piece. So, for example, I'll just throw this out there. You have a business out there that does $1 million a year in sales and they only have $100,000 collateral. Most banks will come, let's say it's AR, for example, which is accounts receivable. People owe you money. They'll give up to typically 80% on that. So you got an $80,000 potential line of credit from ABC Bank out there. We'll look at it, and we can possibly give up to 30% of your revenue, which would be $300,000. That's a huge disparity right there. You go to most banks, you got 80. You come to us, you possibly can get 300. So that's not looking at the collateral piece. That's looking at your strength of your business, all your hard work and efforts that you've built your business to help you grow. And that's really what BMO is trying to do, is help our businesses grow.
And let me bring this up. Why do we have a business banker on a home show? Because a lot of our listeners are self-employed.
Correct.
A lot of our listeners are small business owners, and a lot of our listeners use their home to start up a business or to fund a business. Go back to 2008. Okay, we all remember if you were around in 2008, everything stopped and banks started closing down line of credits.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
And then the liquidity of those businesses made things worse because of the emergency fund and the access to the liquidity in our listeners' homes that just dropped by 40% overnight. You know, within a 6-month period, it was like catch and fall of knives there. But that's why we have you on. Because a lot of our listeners are small business
owners. Oh, plus he's a good guy.
And his wife's a great singer.
He knows a lot about shoes, too.
Well, yeah. But here, go back to this personal line of credit.
Yeah.
If you have good credit, maybe you're trying to help out a kid or a brother or sister who doesn't have good credit. You could take out a personal line of credit, up to 50 grand, pay off some debt, credit scores rebound right away, then that individual pays you back over time.
Correct.
These are the different products that are out there, and the Credit Builder product. Yeah. I mean, we're going.
Our Credit Builder is fantastic.
I was at our company Christmas party last night, and one of our employees brought a friend from Austin, and we were talking about the food desert and everything else. And she's a principal at a school in Austin, and I talked to her what I did with the Helping Hand and all that stuff, and how I want to help the Black and Latin community, learn about credit. And I use your example. Hey, BMO's got this product to help. Established credit that I didn't know about. All right, I got to hit a break. Our phone, your phone number, website?
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman@bmoharrisbank.com.
And it was Tile. The 847 did send back. It wasn't tires, it's Tile. Sorry, spell check. Thank you for being a good sport, 847. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Cliff, you're up next, buddy.
All right.
Fasten up from ADT. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 W. Jan, clap it, take it away, buddy. Joe, go.
No way, Dave. That would be ridiculous. Of course, I don't even know it.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We have Cliff Scott in here from ADT Security. How long have you been involved with the security industry?
Oh man, I'm considered a very small dinosaur in the industry, seeing that we've been around for 147 years. But I've only been with ADT for 17 years.
Now, what about within? Did you start with them?
I started in the industry. I've been in telecommunications for over 25 years. Wow. But I started my true career with ADT as an install and service tech about 17 young years ago. And, you know, had the opportunity to meet a ton of good customers over on the operations side and just moved over to the sales side to better supply and understand the whole realm of the business.
And that's why I bring that up, because Rich has been in the business like 87 years. He's 104. He doesn't look a day over 75. Looks fantastic.
105 in January.
105 in January. His father and grandfather were in it, so he's been in and out of basements looking at furnaces for years. Yeah. Joe's been in and out of homes. Started his business when he was 17 years old out of the back of his car. So it's important when we give advice here. Joe's seen almost everything. God knows Dykstra was there when they invented the air conditioning unit back when when they invented fire roasting up the good dinosaur meat. But you've been in and out of our listeners' homes.
Yes.
And actually know firsthand, because you've been there. You've been the one installing it. So when this text came in, I thought it was appropriate for you. It had to do with hard wiring. I had it here. Here, smoke alarm. This is from 608.
Okay.
I have no idea where that is. Smoke alarms hardwired. Your opinion on the KID model 11-2060A. Okay, I don't know what the hell that is.
Got it.
Batteries replaced and battery backup.
Got it.
Okay, I'm just reading the text.
Sure.
The indicator flashes green for a count of 20, then flashes red and returns to green and repeats. I'm in an apartment and have not heard back from management. Any suggestions? So this is interesting. We have an apartment owner that is concerned about his or her safety.
Sure.
With obviously a not hardwired, it's a portable battery mounted, right, with the double-sided tape. We all seen them before, and you're supposed to replace them at the daylight savings time, right, is when you're supposed to do the battery replacement. Why? Because you don't forget daylight savings. You're going ahead, you're going back. What are your thoughts about just, I don't, not that specific unit, mm-hmm. but having a battery, or as opposed to a hardwire? I don't think somebody that owns an apartment building is necessarily going to hardwire it because it's more expensive.
Right.
What are your thoughts on both?
Well, my thoughts on both kind of look like this. So essentially, if that's a kiddie brand device, right, we know that device has been around for over 100 years. Right?
It's a good brand.
A good brand, well-known brand, been around for a ton of time, right? My greater concern would be with that kiddie smoke detector in your location, whether it's hardwired or wireless. You have to be at your apartment to know that you have a fire, right?
Right.
However, if they were to layer their fire safety with ADT, you'll be notified via our monitoring center if you're anywhere in the country, right? Anywhere in the world. So for me, my recommendation would be it sounds as though there may be some sort of fault with that actual device. So my suggestion would be to replace that one immediately and then also have ADT come out for a free evaluation and look at layering their fire and life safety products with smoke as well as carbon monoxide detection.
Would that be something a tenant would do, or the owner of the building, or the landlord / management company owner of the building?
Got it.
If you own a number of units, if one building goes up, not only are you risking the safety of those renting from you, which is in and of itself horrific, but also you're damaging your product that's going to take at least six months, Joe, to a year in this market.
To build it?
You know, to rebuild it, depending on how severely damaged it is, just due to the supply shortage of all the materials.
Yeah, you got it. So you have two types of scenarios. We have some locations where a landlord or an owner of a facility would outfit his whole location. Every single condo, every single apartment.
Hardwired,
right? And we also have scenarios where some condo and renters, because they get discount in their insurance product line,
sure,
they actually go out and say, hey, you know what? I want to have protection and safety, and they have a professionally installed and monitored system through ADT. So I've seen both throughout the years where you have the landlord and or owner, right? Of course, you have to get permission.
Right.
And then you have the tenant or the condo owner that actually goes out and they purchase the system.
Are you seeing code with new builds on apartment buildings? Because I go by old shopping centers. Right. And they're lumping off the shopping centers because everybody's doing, you know, online shopping and nobody's going into, not as many people, I should say, are going into malls. So they're cut like Yorktown Mall. They cut off a whole section of it and put up apartments over there. Northbrook Court, they knocked down a whole section of it. It's been knocked down for 2.5 years, 3 years. Way to go, Northbrook, my hometown. I don't know what the hell they're doing there. It looks like an absolute disaster, but they're supposedly building on apartments. I know Northbrook's got code because I just built a house there that you have to have sprinkler systems in your new home, as well as hardwired smoke and fire as well. Are you seeing that in new builds throughout the area?
Yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, to your point, in the state of Illinois, you have specific codes on fire, whether it's resi or small B.
Yep.
But what we're also finding is because people are more likely to spend money and pay more for smart homes,
sure,
that have automation, that have fire safety, that have all of the bells and whistles, right? We're seeing an uptick and an increase on just the way the consumer looks at a smart home specifically.
And is that more of an investment? Well, it's actually probably the upfront investment probably gets paid back by lower insurance premiums in the long run.
You nailed it. You nailed it. And one of the other advantages is through Forbes, we've also been able to see that people look at that home as having more value, right? And
sure,
also being an investment and an amenity. So people look at a smart system just as if they look at, hey, I need 4 bedrooms and 2 baths and a 3-car garage, right? The next thing is the video doorbell system. The next thing is the life safety and the automation features via thermostats and things of that nature that we also offer.
That you could regulate and adjust it on your phone no matter where you're at.
Imagine this. From anywhere in the globe, you can look in on your children and realize that they're at home and they're safe and that they're doing their homework. Or imagine the fact that you leave your home and you get a notification on your phone that, hey, your system has not been armed.
Yeah.
Right? It's almost like a geo that you create in and around your home. When I tell you smart and secure systems are really where it's at and where we see our industry going, and at ADT we really want to make it sustainable, smart, and secure. We're seeing a huge, huge value with that, especially in the resale market.
Are any of your products on a boat off the port of Los Angeles waiting to be delivered?
Well, I can tell you that ADT naturally have received impact from, you know, camera shortages and things of that nature. But, you know, one of the things we've proven to our consumers is that we're able to pivot within the industry and actually get additional suppliers because of our connections, and also be able to provide different layers of inventory that we have from a video perspective. So that's really been a key advantage for us. But I think everybody across this country, whether you're at BMO or whether you're at your HVAC company or whether you're doing contracting work, has really had pain in getting headcount and pain in, sure, retaining workers and things of that nature. So no, for the most part, what's really good about us is that through our partnerships, we've still been able to maintain and sustain our customers. And we've also seen an uptick in customers that want CCTV or camera systems to, sure, be able to see their interior or exterior of their homes or businesses.
We got to take a quick break. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. If you have any questions for Cliff, any questions for Josh, any questions for Rich, Joe, or myself, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. I could smell that smoked turkey waffling?
Doesn't it sound...
Wafting.
No, wafting.
Sure. Is it wafting?
It smells good, though, right?
Okay, right. It's coming through the nose nostrils. All right, we got Greg Jarboe with Chicago Culinary Kitchen brought in a smoked turkey and all the fixings. He's promoting holiday
Is
Christmas
French? Packages. That name sounds French.
Jarboe? It's Southside Irish. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981. It's Elvis.
Blue. You know what? A person just texted in. No singing is allowed unless Amy is here.
It's raining men.
How about that?
Better than Christmas music.
How about that? How about that, Facebook commenter? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 847, Mr. Dykstra. My dad swears by Airwash humidifier. I think it is snake oil. Can you settle and bring joy back to the season? That's awesome. I don't know what they're talking about. What's air wash humidifier?
It's a portable humidifier. Has a filter in it. You have to keep putting water into it, unless this one has an attachment where you can hook up a water line.
Okay.
But they get all gummed up on the inside. I don't recommend a portable humidifier. If you can put one on your furnace, put one on your furnace.
630, your guest said, I guess that would be you.
That would be me.
I don't think Josh said this.
Okay.
Josh, you say anything about duct cleaning?
Nope.
Cliff,
I can. Cleaning?
Your guest said, Mr. Dykstra said,
yes,
air duct cleaning is $495 for WGN listeners. Does that depend on size of the house?
Per system.
What are the charge? What are the upcharges, add-ons can we expect?
Zero.
Well, look at this. Also, Lou says to hire a company that uses the air whip technique for duct cleaning. Does your guest offer that?
You, we introduced it to Lou.
Exactly. He taught Lou about that. Yeah.
Yes, original, we do. We use it.
The original whipper.
Yeah.
That's your new slogan right there.
It's new to Rich, too. Yeah, there you go.
Rich, the whipper, Dykstra.
There you go.
I think you should change the name of your company to The Whip.
To The Whip.
All right, we took care of that. Is it true, 773, that AC and furnace prices are rising by 15% after the beginning of the year? I think I heard that on the show about 6 months ago.
I hope that's all that it goes up. There's 15% coming in January. So far this year, 2020 or 21, we've had 31% increases across the board.
So it's all manufacturers. It's not
all manufacturers.
Right.
Yep.
Across the board. 815, I would like to thank you for the services you share to all of your listeners. I really appreciate you. From Carrie Carlson in Woodstock, Illinois. So thank you, Carrie Carlson. We appreciate that. Joe, I remember hearing about an insert for a kitchen hood vent that blocks the cold airflow when not in use. If you are familiar, would you know where I can find one? Have you ever heard of that?
That sounds like a question for Lou, too. I have not. What I'm picturing, though, is it would just be some kind of blanket that sticks to the thing. I can't really
see. It's like a flapper kind of thing. When you use it, it blows out.
There should be a damper. A damper on the outside.
I'm sure there is, but there might be something, like a cloth or something you could put over it just to keep
duct tape.
Josh,
it's basically duct tape.
We have a comment about your Latinx. I'm sure you will. I'm not sure if you will read this on air, which means I'm going to read it on air.
Oh, David.
No.
Why are you going to do it?
No, I just want to say that some people view that this Latinx is a trendy thing, and this listener doesn't feel that way. You don't. I mean, you just come in and do what.
I just want to help everyone out.
Right.
There
it doesn't
at the
matter.
End of the day.
Right?
It makes no difference who you are, what you are.
And it's a corporate.
We just want to help.
And I took a picture of this and I sent it to your supervisor and said, "This is what a WGN listener is saying about the Latinx campaign." Yeah. You know, do with it what you may. And Joe, I think you'll enjoy this speed joke.
Can I do it?
You can,
Dave. You know what happened? They handcuffed Grandma and said, anything you say can be held against you.
What did she say?
Johnny Depp.
312-981-7200. Thank you, Wally and Parkridge. You're definitely not right. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Estimations and consultations from ADT. Is there any type of fee, any type of charge, any type of scheduling fee to have you come in?
No, not at all. Actually, they're absolutely free, and we can do them in-home. We can also do them virtually. Matter of fact, I have a rep ready and willing. Mr. Mike Hogan up today. Give him a shout-out up in the North Shore, ready to rock and roll. So anyone that wants to be seen today can absolutely reach out to me directly, and we'll get you taken care of.
312-981-7200. There is a texter that texted in a picture. I think his name is Ben, our producer, of the turkey that's sitting on a platter.
That's like a painting.
That is like outside for us
beautiful.
To eat. Did you guys get that to put on Facebook?
No. You mean that's here looking
That's
like
here.
That?
That's what we're going to go eat.
That's waiting for us.
No, you Greg don't want to eat that. That's
Chicago Culinary
to
Kitchen. You've got to go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook to see what it is. Coming back after the break. I have a boiler system, 312. Home is 2,800 square feet, Richard. So far this year, how big of a portable air humidifier would you recommend, Andrew, real quick?
You would need two.
Two?
You need two, and those would have to, you can get a steam generator that would take care of you. Probably just one. One would take care of the whole house, a steam generator.
312, free estimate.
Free estimate.
Send us your address. We got to go to a break and eat some turkey. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Special guest, you were in here last week, Greg Jarboe. Now you messed it up again?
Guard Bow. It's all right. You should hear it. We call you.
Mr. Wonderful.
Hockey puck, hockey, whatever. It's a lot. Yeah, Mr. Wonderful.
Anything with a hawk? Yeah. I'm used to that.
Hunkberg.
Yeah. Guard Bow.
G-A-A-R-D-B-O.
Guard Bow.
Yes.
Well, we called Cliff Clinton because his PR people sent them in with Clinton, for God's sake. 312-980-7200. You brought a... How much weight is in that turkey?
That was a 22-pounder.
And how many people would that typically feed?
Are we feeding...
15 people here?
Yeah, easily.
Easily 15 people.
Yeah.
And that is the prettiest turkey I've ever seen. And I'm 53, 50, I'm 54. I'll be 54. Glad I'm in the mortgage business. I'll be 54 in 2 weeks. That's the best bird I've ever seen. The most moist turkey I've ever eaten. And you sold 120 of those.
Thanksgiving is our largest day of the year.
But you want to make Christmas as equally as large.
We do. So we have turkeys. We have short loins as well that we're doing. So that's a new, that's a big New York strip, but it's the roast. So we're doing that as well.
All of this stuff is done in family size proportions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a family of four, you could come in and get something like this.
Want a turkey, we're doing half turkeys instead of breasts because it's more affordable that way.
Okay. And you have a special offer for the Christmas season.
For you, just for you.
Jim. Just for me, yeah. And all of our listeners. If they order...
If you order a turkey today or a roast, you'll get a half pan of the tallow mashed potatoes.
Why are tallowed mashed potatoes better than regular mashed potatoes?
Two things. Number one, we're not using dairy as our fat. We're using beef fat, which is actually a better fat for you. It's almost like... It's like an avocado fat, but believe it or not, so the brisket fat is it's unctuous, and it makes the potatoes. It's if you've never had them before, then it's quite amazing.
So if our listeners call Greg Jarboe,
I'm going to beat your ass.
Greg. Greg from Chicago Culinary Kid, and he will beat me up. He will give me a chest punch, and I will feel it until next Thursday. I know you're not going to stop him. So, Greg, here's where your location is. 2391 North Hicks Road in Palatine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the phone number that we didn't have last time at 847-701-8243.
Correct.
So we are bringing you in. Small business owner, local guy, built his business from his own two hands with his wife helping him out in the food truck into your store, into a bigger store in Palatine. You're building it one turkey at a time. You had an unbelievable record-breaking Thanksgiving with the best turkey I've ever eaten. You could see what Greg made at Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. If our listeners call 847-701-8243, they will get a 20-pound turkey. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
20-pound turkey.
20 to 22 pounds.
20 to 22 pounds. Easily serves 15. And the best turkey, Joe, best turkey.
It's incredible.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, fantastic turkey. And I live down the block from you now. I just moved down the street. I will be a frequent customer here.
And Josh is a vegetarian, and he loves turkey. 312-981-7200. So you're going to offer.
The half pan.
The half pan of the
tallow mashed potatoes.
Of the tallow mashed potatoes. Now, mm-hmm. We have stuffing out there that's your White Castle stuffing.
Yes, sir.
Which is, I had 2 tablespoons because I'm on the soda diet. I'm being a good boy. I had a couple of pieces of turkey, so I'll be having salad tonight for dinner. But and that's the beauty behind soda. You could alter and adjust. But Dykstra, you're the oldest guy in here. You've eaten more turkey than anybody on the planet.
I can tell.
Especially in this. What was your opinion of that turkey?
Excellent turkey. And he's an artist, the way he carved that turkey.
Oh, it's amazing.
Amazing. It's so juicy.
So our goal, what are your hours this Christmas?
We are open from 11 to 5, excuse me, 11 to 6:30 daily, and then on the weekends, we are open the same, 11 to 5:30 on Sunday.
And you will set up cots in your shop and smoke turkeys 24 hours a day to satisfy
our listeners? I was there at 1 a.m. this year.
Okay. And if our listeners want more information, ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com.
Correct.
And is it true that after last Saturday's show, the one Joe Hogle stopped over on the way out of WGN?
They all did.
On his way up to Algonquin to buy 12 chicken legs.
He did.
Joe, can you explain the size of the chicken legs, Joe, please?
So originally, I asked the girl, how does this... it was Captain Crunch chicken legs. Okay.
Wow.
And I'm like, do you guys have that? And she's like, of course we do. So then, what are you doing?
You're off camera.
Oh, great. It's better that way. Trust us. Go ahead.
So that's exactly. So she says, all right, you can, if you one order, you get three legs. And I'm like, oh, that's not enough. I'm hungry. I was picturing a leg, like a little chicken
leg. Like a
leg,
chicken leg.
Right? A half hour later, I get my food. It's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. It's like, give me four orders, okay? Uh-huh. Half hour later, it's a tub like you brought in here today. These order, chicken yeah. legs are giant. And I called my wife and I said, hey, you better ask somebody over. We've got chicken legs going.
Greg, I get a call from Joe at 7 o'clock Saturday, right, last Saturday. I'm like, hey, bud, what's up? He's like, Dave, I stopped off and I got the chicken leg, the end. I go, yeah, they're good. Amazing. He goes, I've never had it. He's like, I don't know what he does or how he makes his chicken. Amazing. It's awesome. Then I see Tommy at the hockey game. I go to the hockey game. Last week, Tommy comes up to me. He's like, I stopped by Greg's place and had the pastrami. His wife weighs 85 pounds soaking wet, holding 220-pound dumbbells. Like, pastrami's amazing. I wanted a hamburger. So your place is open. Your shop's open. We mm-hmm. love supporting local business. If our listeners want to try the best smoked turkey I've ever had and Brendan ever had, you go to Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
Call or email. Email at info@ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com.
Website?
Website, yep. ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com.
Greg Gardbo.
Thank you.
Got it.
Just so good.
Nailed it.
I nailed it. Took me
20
took me,
times later.
It took me 6 years. I got it. No. 312-981-7200. Here's the phone number, 847-701-8243. 847-701-8243. If you order today, say Home Sweet Home Chicago, you'll get a half a pan, complimentary half pan, a tallow mashed potatoes. And what's the other special for dinner tonight?
We have short ribs today.
Oh, God. Help.
Which won't, they won't last.
They won't last.
No.
For the love of God, short ribs.
Go get them.
If I wasn't
I'm picking it up on the way home.
I'm so
they good. Won't be the. You'll. What time are you coming?
You better place your order now.
When we're done.
Yeah.
Well, you put an order aside. Phone number one more time, 847-701-8243. Website?
www.ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com.
2391 North Hicks Road, Palatine,
right in the corner.
Yep. Corner of Hicks and Lake Cook Road.
Yes.
Across from the car wash.
And Menards. Right
and Menards. And Menards. Thanks for coming in, buddy. Your turkey's awesome.
Thank
I
you.
I wish you continued success. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Oh, my gosh. It's Christmas.
You awake?
Oh. I'm just really happy. No, I'm really happy.
I know you're happy. Is that not amazing? Seriously.
Dave, but everything they do is artistry. If you go in that restaurant, you've been in there, right?
Yeah.
It's art, Rich. It's really? It's not the art that you would expect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
eclectic like, art.
Yeah. But everything he does is art.
Everything he touches is yeah. amazing. 312-981-7200. Rudy in Willow Springs, how are you?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can we help you, bud?
All right. Called one of your associates, spoke to Steve last weekend about doing a cash out refinance for the wife's house in Colorado, pay off student loans. And then he was, we're looking at a 15 year.
Yep.
He's got about a couple hundred in equity. And he was telling me, you're going to pay a little higher rate because you're taking money out. But he says, within 180 days, you do it again before the 180th day, and then you'll get a better rate. Or explain exactly what he was referring to. Like,
Yep. Here's what happens. Anytime you take cash out of your home, there's a rate adjustment for taking cash out of your home. Okay, it's just, it's a risk-based lending practice. Typically, if you keep it under 60% of the value of your home, the risk is less. As you start going over 70, 75, and 80, right, Josh, it becomes more of a risk, and the lenders adjust the rate accordingly, especially if your credit scores are south of 700. It's a bigger adjustment.
Same goes for lines of credit.
Same goes for lines of credit. So if you do a cash-out refinance to 80%, then you don't have to there's going to be a rate adjustment on a 740 credit score of a half to three-quarters of a rate, depending upon your credit score and the type of property. If it's a condo, you're going to get whacked. The difference with student loans is if it's a federal student loan, you could roll in an entire student loan into your loan, and it won't be considered a cash out. Were they private loans or were they federal loans?
All feds.
All right, then I need to do better training with my guys, because that's not considered a cash out refinance then. If you're paying off a full... The full loan, you could roll the full amount of a federal loan into a Fannie and Freddie loan, and it will not be considered a cash-out transaction. So,
also, he was saying about you would get a credit for the fees, but then do it again, and you would get another credit for the fees, or am I mistaken there?
Well, here, on a radio show, it's kind of tough to explain in detail. I'm going to try to give you the abridged version, but... You could do a cash out refinance. I'm going to answer the question this way. If you do a cash out refinance, anybody does a cash out refinance, yours would not be considered a cash out refinance because you're paying off federal student loans with your mortgage. But for those doing a cash out refinance, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, all of the agencies have a rule that 180 days after you sign the closing documents, if you refinance again within 180 days, you're going to have the same rate adjustment for being a cash out. 180 days after you close, if you close your loan 180 days after you close your original loan, it's no longer considered a cash out. Why are they doing that? Because when I got in this industry 21 years ago, mortgage brokers would refinance people in January, take cash out, pay off all their debt, then refinance them again in March. Well, the servicers got smart with that because they can't make any money if they only hold the loan for 6 months, and they put a 180-day no-fly zone parameter around that. So you're at risk for 180 days, and what my guy should have said, and I'm probably sure he did, is that we don't know what's going to happen with rates during that 180 days, but if rates stay the same as they are today in 180 days, then it's considered a cash-out transaction, and we could bring you back and put you into a slightly higher rate, give you a full closing cost credit, because that slightly higher rate generates an extra, depending upon your loan amount, the extra $2,200, $2,300, $2,500 that the lender needs, the broker needs, to give you a full closing cost credit. So that's where we're at. Okay, bud? But if you're paying off federal student loans, it's not considered a refinance, and maybe Steve explained it wrong, you heard it wrong, but... If that's the case, and Steve told you that, it's a federal loan, I need to retrain. I got to have a call with Steve and let him know on my team that you can roll federal loans into your mortgage without it being considered a cash out, but you have to pay the entire loan off. You can't do a partial pay. It's got to pay the whole loan. Okay, buddy?
Thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Hang tight. 312-981-7.
Wow, Dave, there's no way anybody else could have said what you just said. So you could train that Steve guy forever, and he couldn't say it just like that.
Well, there's...
Yeah, that was amazing.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Dave from Algonquin wants to say something nice about you, Joe.
About me?
Joe from Mega. Joe, I used to work for your dad back in the late 80s when you were just a youngster. And I got to tell you something, buddy. You built that business like there's no tomorrow. I live about two blocks away from your shop. The grounds are spotless. You've got nice new trucks. Your guys that I know are happy working for you. And I just got to commend you to the millions of people that are listening. This guy's got it going on.
Well, thank you so much. And it's nice to be appreciated by a neighbor.
Yeah, no problem. Well, you know, we got to keep our town clean and things like that. And like I said, I worked for Mega years and years ago. And I just went in a different direction. I opened up a hot dog stand down in Carpentersville called Trail Dogs. And, you know, it's just I got a question for you about a house in Elgin.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Okay, it's an old Victorian that needs siding completed. The gables are not done. There's three gables that are like 40 feet off the ground, and I'm just wondering, I know you guys can do it, but what is your time frame? Are you really busy? If I have someone give you a call, can you take care of it relatively quickly? Or
what's a gable?
The pointy part. on your roof.
Okay, go ahead.
The pointy part, yeah. Above the walls part. Where the roof goes up to the point.
Right. As far as the schedule, we could get you in. Well, January's tough with siding, but I would say...
Do you do vinyl in the winter?
Sure, we can.
You do, okay.
Meaning, if it's stupid cold, we're not going to do it.
Well, obviously, right, because
but
it's brittle.
We
right.
keep it warm. We keep our caulks warm.
Okay.
Caulks.
So then yeah. you take it out of the truck and then put it on the wall right away so it doesn't sit out in the cold or anything.
Exactly, like that, right? Dave. Yep.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, well, awesome. I will talk to some people and give you guys a call because we've been calling around and, like, everybody's, like, super busy, but the smaller companies... Mm-hmm. So I heard you on the radio today, and I go, well, I guess I got to call Joe and say hello and just tell everybody.
And I'll stop at your hot dog stand. This will work out great.
A great business. Yeah, I'm going to stop at your St. Patrick's. I'm open from St. Patrick's Day till Thanksgiving, and I'm right in the bike trail, 3 miles south of you on the bike trail.
All right, perfect.
How about a couple of beef sausage combos with hot peppers dipped? How about
some jardinera with that, my friend?
All right, well, they'll stop talking about Dave and bring some down. Talk's cheap, Mr. Hot Dog Boy.
Yeah, well, 18 years I've been there, so
I haven't seen a combo yet from you. It would be nice,
Dave. You see how Dave works here? He wants you to bring some food down here.
You know what, Joe? Yeah, I'll bring some for your 20 employees sometime. Okay.
All right, cool.
We got to head a break, buddy. Hang tight for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning product. We've got text messages for all of our experts coming in. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's AmeriCorps call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You want to take that on, Joe?
No. God, no.
312-981, you can fall asleep. You all right?
No, I'm good. I just don't want to sing. Either the listeners don't want me to sing.
Actually, our listeners are like, please tell Joe to stop singing. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We had a bunch of callers call into the show. The phone lines blew up. Yes, he will smoke turkeys for our Wisconsin listeners. I don't know why he won't. If you want to give Greg a call, 847-701-8243.
Oh, that's not so far from the border.
No, he's Palatine. Right. He's literally, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, if that.
Tops from the line there, from Kenosha. 2391 North Hicks Road, Palatine. Go to ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com. 312-981-7200. We're going to go down the line here. 708 Rich for Dykstra. Lived in the home 22 years. Had it built in 1999. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I think Rich is going to... You better wait for him to fall out of his chair on this one. Never had ducts cleaned.
Oh, my goodness.
Including the initial construction. Why does that matter? That's question number one. Okay. I think Cliff needs to go on the other side because you might fall over the other side after this one. I also have two large dogs. I have to put in the bathroom. How long would it take for, I don't know what that's got to do with it. How long would it take for a 32-square-foot home to get the ducts clean?
That's a small home, 32 square feet.
3,200 square feet.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, 3,200 square feet.
Take about 4 hours.
4 hours.
Yep. And that's per system. Reason you want to have it clean is we'll save everything that we get out of the ducts, and you can knit a sweater of dog hair if you'd like.
That's unbelievable. 22
Who
years?
Would want that, though?
Oh, man, it's got to be nasty.
You would want that sweater?
I'd look good in it.
We'd take a picture of that
hair?
One.
Yeah, I love dog hair sweaters. You've never had a dog hair sweater?
No, actually, I seen the back of your coat when you were walking in. That looked like a dog hair coat.
Yeah, yeah. So?
You heard of mohair and dog hair.
Don't judge.
I do.
Have you ever
no,
worn a dog
judge.
Hair sweater?
No. No, I don't even care for dogs that much. But
22 years, original construction. Oh, gosh. What
is the original furnace, too, I wonder?
I have no idea. It looks like you're going to a 708. So 708,
maybe it's a boiler.
Yeah.
Call in. That's kind of scary, though.
We'll take a picture of the inside of that one. It's packed. No
right.
doubt about it.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you to get their ducts cleaned?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
630 Josh. Is there a... I have a small business, been open 5 years, receivables under $1 million. Is there a certain size business that Josh prefers to work with? So is there...
Great question.
Yeah, I know.
I work with businesses. I specialize in businesses under $10 million in revenue.
So that would fall under $10
million. But I work with businesses over that, and I bring in my colleagues, and we work as a team.
But you specialize with the so this
right.
this texter would be right in your
yep,
wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
And what number should they reach out to you?
312-835-1289.
815, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
My son made a throw pillow out of dog hair. So there you go.
What's wrong with your son?
I don't know. 815, a question for you right back. What's wrong with your son? Okay, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. So we got a 847 for you, Cliff. The hardwiring of the fire alarm, does that have to be per code? So that's all it says. So yep. If you're hard, I guess it's something permitting.
Correct.
If you go into a listener's home
yep.
that wants to put in a new system
mm-hmm.
and wants to have their fire, their smoke hardwired, does that require a permit from the local municipality?
That is absolutely correct. And then also, we would not be able to be that primary fire, okay, or that primary smoke. So we would come in as a layered, monitored system. They would still have to have their system hardwired within their home, okay? And then we would come through with a monitored, layered system.
So if they don't have one existing, you'd create the system. ADT would create the system. Would you help them with the permitting, or would they have to would the homeowner take the permitting to the town or village to get the permit, or the county?
Got it. So our permitting for our alarm design is based on the municipality, to your point, and okay. then we do handle that within our contract basis for our alarms and secondary fire and carbon protection.
Not to put you on the spot, but what's the biggest pain in the rear end municipality out there? Go ahead.
Well, I don't think there's necessarily huge pains, but more of ones that are a little bit more costly and a little bit more...
Naperville. I'm betting Naperville.
That's what I was waiting for.
Naperville.
Lincolnwood.
That's what I was
Naperville.
Waiting
for. Ding, 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 ding.
That's what I was waiting for. Joe hates Naperville.
I don't hate Naperville. Nope, nope, nope. But they are extremely...
sensitive.
Sensitive.
Peculiar.
They're peculiarly detail-oriented. Sensitive. Yes.
over the top... Ridiculously oversensitive.
But you're not saying anything, Cliff, so...
That's good. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 773. David, does soda work for people who are diabetic? I'm afraid of being diabetic. I've gained 55 pounds, so can soda help me lose it? I am not a dietitian or a nutritionist, but I was a fat guy, and I lost down 43 pounds, so I will have the soda representative reach out to you to talk about.
Are you stuck at 43 pounds?
No, I am a continual.
No, didn't you say 43 for the last 6 weeks or
no,
something?
No, I haven't. You have a hearing challenge.
No, I'm just
and a memory,
Dave. I'm not trying to get under
Erica,
your skin. I'm just
let's
saying.
Let's get. Where's you're not under my skin.
I'm just saying.
I am on a downward trajectory.
Do you feel you hit a plateau or
no,
something?
No, I'm fine. I've lost weight every single week.
Mm-hmm.
My pants are falling off as we speak.
No, you do look good. I've seen that. But 312, I'm just wondering
just
if
because
you're
of
stuck.
The weight loss, not for any
stuck.
Other reason.
I wonder if you're stuck.
I'm not stuck.
I wonder if you're plateauing.
No, I am not.
All right.
312-981, but thank you for your concern. When are you going to Mexico for 4 months?
37.
I can't come soon enough. 312-981-7200. 847, I have a hot water baseboard heating unit. But I do have central air conditioning. I probably should have those ducts cleaned. Do you do that? Thank you. 847. Do you know the type of system?
Yes, I do. It depends what kind of system you have. If it's a space pack system, we can't clean the ducts. And if it's flexible ducts in the attic, we can't clean the ducts.
Well, you can, but you'll poke holes in it.
Right. Yeah.
Which would create another problem.
Then we've got to put new ducts in. So
quite a few problems.
We would have to take a look at it.
All right.
We would have to take a look at it.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuide.com.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 630, Joe. You want to read that before we hit the break here?
Which, this one?
I agree with Naperville comment. Went through it, not fun. Catherine from Naperville.
Yes, super strict. I mean, even your building. Now, if you build a house, everything's ADA accessible. I mean,
wow.
The whole house.
And that is a made-up name because I don't need the town representatives in Naperville looking up all the permits for Catherine's in the past year and a half and going back out and finding things that weren't there.
I don't think they do that kind of thing
do.
Yet.
No,
they'll take a special look at Joe's jobs coming up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's like, we redline Naperville.
312-981-7200, 847. Are there metal docks that are not flexible at all. They'll go the length of the ranch house. I have. Thank you. Oh, they're metal ducks.
Yeah, we can do it then.
Okay.
Absolutely, we can do it.
Okay, metal. I thought it said metal docks.
No, ducks.
Just like the texter that had tires instead of tiles in their basement. Yeah, I have
Those tiles, they did send a picture.
Yeah.
They're spalling off, and their adhesive is failing. I mean, that's a very, very old floor, and I know exactly what it is.
Is that an easy fix?
Yeah, pull the tile out.
And then Simple.
Sell the house.
20 minutes later, you're done.
Sell the house. I mean, that's my recommendation. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break right now. Come back after these messages. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Why are you looking at me?
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Santa baby, just
ba-boom.
Slip a cigarette.
I'm the ba-boom guy.
Ba-boom.
Santa baby.
Been an awful
this artist is flipping Santa in her grave right now hearing you sing her song.
Santa
I'm just assuming she's dead because this is probably
it's the wrong song for me for sure.
Yeah, this is right in your alley. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our experts, contact information. So here you go. Is there a way to clean flexible ducts?
No.
Replace them.
Replace them.
Or move. 312-981-7200. Go to MegaPros call, text, and photo line. That is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You want to leave our listeners, we got a hard out at 11:56 today, which means...
I thought you can't say that anymore.
Hard out?
Yeah.
Or 11:56?
No.
Both?
Hard out.
Rich Dykstra,
yes.
What do you want to leave our listeners with?
Winter is coming. If you need a furnace, get it now. 1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
You've been talking about the price increases since the spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Informing our listeners when they came out for the first one, I think it was like a 5 or 10% bump, and you're like, it's not going to get any better. It's going to continue to get worse. If your furnace is broken now, it's not going to get fixed by the next time it gets cold.
Right.
You've been predicting this, and now due to the COVID shortage and the production slowdowns that we have in place because of the space required, the space requirements within the factories to make the units where typically 6 or 8 people used to work, it's now 2 or 4,
right,
which obviously cuts down the workflow and the speed at which these units are being able to be produced.
You bet.
It's simple. It's math.
Yes, it is.
Right?
And it's 15% January 10.
January 10, first Monday in January of next year. How do I know that, Joe? Because that's when I start. That's why I always start my advertising back up. I know these dates. 312-981-7200.
Why then?
Because the first week blows. Everybody's out of town.
Yep.
Okay.
So if our listeners want to reach out to you about the duct cleaning as well,
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Josh Herman, BMO Harris, you're talking about the Latin, Black, and Business and Women Small Business Initiative to pump $5 billion over 5 years, $300 million earmarked for the Latin, the Black, and the women businesses primarily. You also are offering home equity products. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we have some fantastic pricing out there right now for our personal home equity lines of credit, and our business lending is on fire just because of our products that we have available for our clients.
And the reason for delays in getting home equity products done at this time of the year would be what reason? We have a texter saying they applied in October. And why is it taking so long?
The rush to the banks, really, because of the rates. The appraisals are taking a little bit longer. Underwriting's taking slightly longer because you have so many people that are coming in and requesting it.
And I will tell our listeners as a big macro challenge at this time of the year, everybody's taking their PTO.
Yep.
And we have holiday time off. And in our industry, basically Friday morning at 10, things shut off. They don't shut off in my office, but throughout the industry, appraisers take off. Underwriters take half a days to get their PTO in before the end of the year. There's holiday parties. There's lunches.
Correct.
So at this time of the year in our industry, I don't know what it's like in your industry, Rich, Joe, and Cliff, but it slows down because of the holiday parties and the holiday situation. So,
do you have a move it or use it or lose it policy or
me?
Something? Yeah.
Well, I just go at one speed, which is ramming, and either you stay up with me or you just get blown over.
I was just wondering how you treat your people, but
I treat them great. I redline it. I have it's ramming speed all the time.
Well, the problem is you can only roll it over one, you know, so many times. If you rolled over last year, you're rolling over this year. It's just kids. You're still using the same amount.
Yeah.
Okay. Cliff, you wanted to add something?
No. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting in our industry. Yeah. Around about this time of the season, the holiday season, when you're traveling, visiting family.
Sure.
When you're ordering a ton from your companies online. We have an increased level in our business, right? For porch pirates, for families that want to secure their systems when they're
frozen
away.
Frozen pipes.
You nailed it. Frozen pipes. So for ADT specifically, we want to ensure that we partner with our customers to make their homes more safe, secure, and sustainable. So for us specifically, this time of the year, we increase in business. So we're here for you.
Sure. And the people that are leaving their homes for the winter, great customer for you.
Absolutely great customer. And you know what? What the industry is also telling us is that by 2023, 53% of our homes will be smart. Right?
So, not mine. Nothing gets smarter.
Not the people living in the home, the actual home.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah. The actual home itself. And one of the points I wanted to make was that think about it this way. That makes the home convenient. For you. You can set up schedules. You can set up scenes and really make your home work for you. And it's just in those times of great anxiety, your home's making the decisions for you, making the calls to the necessary monitoring center, and also shutting down your HVA systems, not pumping smoke through there, and allowing you to get your family out safe.
I had a buddy of mine go out of town. He had a alarm system. I don't know what name of the company. I'm not going to say ADT, you know, make it sound. I don't know what he had, but he had to let somebody in his house.
Yep.
In order to get something or take a package got delivered and he didn't want it there. So he went across the street. You know, he called his neighbor. His neighbor came across. He unlocked the door from his condo down in Florida. And that's how you say it because I'm from New York. So back off. It's called Florida. And he took the package in. He unlocked the door. The neighbor put the package in the house, shut the door. He saw it on the camera, locked it up. Boom. He didn't have to give keys out like in the old days. Everybody's got a key to your house.
Greatest thing ever.
It's the greatest thing ever. For all those who want to reach out to ADT and get some more information about your products, how do they reach out to you, Cliff?
They're going to reach out to www.adt.com, or they can reach out to me directly, cliftonscott@adt.com, or call our 800 number at 800-238-2727.
And I'm not going to mention the lady's name that you told me that your name was Clint. I'm not going to tell you it was Kelly Kaufman. I won't mention her name, but you know, thank Kelly.
Go Kelly.
Yeah, go Kelly. I love Kelly. She's like, "Will you throw me under the bus?" I'm like, "I didn't say your name." So what's the difference, Joe? If our listeners want to reach out to you,
megapros.com.
What do you think, Rich?
Too loud.
I think you need to change it.
It is when you hit it.
You should be singing it.
No.
Megapros.com.
It it's raining men. You've got a lot more business.
Hallelujah,
it's raining men.
If our listeners want to reach you,
you can do whatever you just said. But, Dave, I hope you have a great weekend. Are you doing anything today?
Yeah, I'm going to go take a nap.
847-658-8989.
5 seconds. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hey, thanks for being with you.
Thank you. Next Saturday, same bat time, bat station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. Ciao.